Now, in verse 2, he says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've called attention to this before in other epistles, and we'll have it before us again. It was Paul's form of address to all the churches. And he took two very commonplace words in that day. Grace, in the Greek, is charis, and it was a form of greeting in the Roman world of that day. I'm sure that any place in Asia Minor, had you walked down the street, you would have heard this form of greeting, charis. And it meant grace. Well, maybe today we'd say charis, but we would mean have a good day. And that's what God is saying to you, have a good eternity. And he says, I've fixed it so you can. Now, a lot of folk could say to me, have a good day. They don't contribute to it in any way other than just say that, and it's nice. But God's made an arrangement whereby you can have a good eternity, and it's by the grace of God. And then peace always follows. It never precedes. It never leads the parade. I see this on many bumpers today. And I hear a great deal in this world about peace. And it's a religious word. Charis comes out of the Greek world, but peace comes out of the religious world. It's a Hebrew form of greeting, shalom. Jerusalem is the city of peace. Jerusalem, the city of peace. And it's never been that. It's been the city of war. And right now, it's really a thorn in the flesh of the world. They don't know what to do with it. But when the Prince of Peace is ruling there, there will be peace in the world. But today, there is a peace that comes through the grace of God. And that is, as Paul stated in Romans, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Now, this is a peace that a sinner can have with a holy God because Christ died for us, paid the penalty, and now God in grace can save you, not by you bringing God something, because frankly, you haven't anything to bring to him. I have never brought anything to him except sin. And he's paid a penalty that he can receive me as a sinner, can receive you. And then you can enjoy and know in this world of turmoil, this world of tension, this world of trial, this world that's so filled today with things that are wrong, you can know the peace of God in your heart. That is, the peace of God that he gives to those that trust Jesus Christ as Savior. These are two important words. Now the peace, the grace and peace is from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask a theological question here. Isn't Paul a Trinitarian? Doesn't he believe in the Trinity? Why doesn't he say from the Holy Spirit? Well, because the Holy Spirit was already over there in Philippi indwelling believers. So Paul's quite accurate, as you can see.